Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Welcome to our service of worship on the second Sunday after the Epiphany. Our homilist today is Chancellor Janet Warren. And now, let us prepare our hearts and minds and come before the Lord in prayer. The Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. To all who receive Him, He gave power to become children of God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the Collect for the second Sunday after Epiphany. Almighty God, your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, is the light of the world. May your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, shine with the radiance of his glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, beginning at the first verse. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you peoples from afar. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow in his quiver. He hid me away. And he said to me, you are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. But I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward with my God. And now the Lord says, whom formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him? For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. He says, it is too light of a thing that should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light of the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nations, the slaver of rulers. Kings shall see and stand up, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves, because the Lord, who is the faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between elections is Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the desolate pit, Out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear, and put their trust in the Lord. Happy are those who make the Lord their trust, who do not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after false gods. You have multiplied, O Lord, my wondrous deeds, and your thoughts towards us. No one can compare with you. Were I to proclaim and to tell them, they would be more than they can be counted. Sacrifice and offering you do not desire, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, here I am in the scroll of the book. It is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. See, I have not reinstated my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden your saving help within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. Do not, O Lord, withhold your mercy from me. Let your steadfast love and your faithfulness keep me safe forever. God, our Savior, hear our prayer for all who suffer at the hands of others, and especially for those who suffer for the sake of justice. Raise and comfort them, and lead us all in the paths of loving service. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.
From the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, beginning with the first verse. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 29 to 42. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John testified, I saw the Spirit descending from the heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and testified that this is the Son of God. The next day, John again was standing with his two disciples. As he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, look, here is the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, what are you looking for? They said to him, Rabbi, teacher, where are you staying? He said to them, come and see. They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now one of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. His first brother found his brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah, the anointed one. he brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas." This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Holy Spirit, take my words and speak to each of us according to our need. Amen. Hello, everyone. Of all the readings for this second Sunday of Epiphany, I actually chose the one from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians to focus on. I liked it partly because it was a bit of a challenge, but also because it gives me a bit of a chance to give you a little bit of background on Corinth. At the very beginning of that reading, you get to see who the letter's from, which is Paul, of course, and who it's to, which is, as it says, the Church of God, which is in Corinth. It's all written very formally. This is pretty typical of any correspondence, although perhaps a little wordier than our today's emails and texts. The next little part essentially provides a greeting of sorts from God and Jesus Christ, which is rather sweet. And it says, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." I think it's quite lovely, actually. Then it gets to the part that I really want to focus on. It begins with Paul thanking God for the Corinthians. Paul actually does this in most of his epistles, meaning he thanks the Galatians for a letter to the in the letter to the Galatians and thanks the Philippians in the letter to the Philippians and so on. But let's go back and find a bit about his finding of the church in Corinth that might shed some light on why Paul would be writing to them at all. Some believe Paul established the church in Corinth in about 50 AD, near the end of Paul's second missionary journey. This particular epistle is believed to have been written somewhere around 53 to 57 AD when Paul was in Ephesus. He writes the letter because he's hearing about some really disturbing divisions in the church in Corinth. And it isn't like now where he can fire off a quick text or an email. Next week's reading says a bit about those divisions, so I won't tackle that right now. I was just kind of interested in the giving of thanks at the beginning of the epistle. Although Paul's writing to scold them, he begins by thanking God for them. Interesting. With all the news we're hearing these days, it's hard to be thankful about anything, but I believe it's the thankfulness that keeps us going. And we have many things to thank God for. Personally, especially in my evening prayers, I say thank you so much for so much. To me, I see many gifts from God every day, and I figured that if there's so many that I can actually see and identify, there must be many more that I haven't really noticed, that I have so much to be thankful for. Back to Paul and his thankfulness to the people of Corinth. I'm going to make the comparison to any father and child. No child's ever perfect. I mean, in some ways we may think our children are absolutely perfect, but every now and then they misbehave or do something that's upsetting. And when a child misbehaves, you need to scold them, which is what Paul is doing later on in this letter to the Corinthians. Every good parent knows that you need to mix the good with the unfortunate bad. Jesus made a good choice in choosing Paul for this task. As Paul spread the great word of God, as ordained by Jesus Christ, people got excited and were thrilled to follow the teaching. But as sometimes happens with a child, if you aren't there to continually reinforce the understanding until they're truly ready to go out in the world on their own, they may stray a bit. They may stretch the teachings or even ignore them entirely. Paul had to set them straight. To me, it's like our loving Father always forgiving us, thanking us for doing our darndest best, but reminding us gently that we've strayed a bit. I have an unfortunate example of what happens if that isn't done well, or actually not done at all. My daughters have not seen their father since 2004, and it was their choice. My girls were 12 and 14 at the time, but found their father's negativity too much to handle. They would see their father every other weekend, and in between times, he'd take them out to dinner somewhere in the middle of the week. It was after one of these dinners that my oldest daughter decided that she could no longer take the negativity. They'd spent the weekend with him and their stepmom, and then he took them out to dinner and spent the whole time telling them everything they did wrong. It was too much not to have at least something positive in that conversation, and apparently the same thing seemed to happen time after time at those midweek dinners. Our Heavenly Father knows, and Jesus knows. And the Apostle Paul knows we're not perfect. We're human. We're fallible, and we are blessed to be forgiven for our fallibilities. That isn't to say we don't need to be called out on them from time to time, but we're given forgiveness, grace, or mercy to help us fix that not-so-good stuff. Every night in my own prayers, I ask forgiveness for everything I should not have said, done, or thought, and for everything that I didn't say, do, or think that I should have. But also that our Father makes those things known to me. I mean, I often know when I've said or done something wrong that I shouldn't have, but not always. And I would like, actually, I kind of need those gentle reminders. Please forgive me, Father, I say, but also make sure that I know what was wrong so that I can become at least a bit better every day. Help me, Father, to say the right thing, to do the right thing, and think the right thing, all at the right time and in the right place. And thank you, Father, for loving me no matter what and making me feel loved no matter what. Isn't that great? I know I'm far from perfect, but in my Father's eyes, I'm perfectly lovable. So back to Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians. As I mentioned, next week readings tackle the faults. But this week, Paul says, beginning at verse 4, and I took this from the Good News Translation, and I say this to you. I always give thanks to my God for you because of the grace he's given you through Jesus Christ. For in union with Christ, you have become rich in all things, including all speech and all knowledge. The message about Christ has become so firmly established in you that you have not failed to receive a single blessing as you wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. The good news before the bad news. And isn't that the way any loving father should do it? Stay tuned for the bad news next week. Again, we haven't identified that part yet because it comes in that next reading. But let's look at it this way. No matter what trouble the Corinthians are in, or worse, we're in ourselves, God will provide the grace. In today's reading, the grace is the thanks from Paul and his pointing out what grace the Corinthians have from God. So translated to today, no matter what trouble you're in, God will provide the grace if asked. Or sometimes he'll give it anyway because he's just that good. Lord Jesus Christ, fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may be less of what we used to be, and that we may become more of what you want us to be. Amen.
A time of intercessory prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. From peace on high and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, the welfare of the Holy Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our bishops and for all the clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the leaders of every nation and for all in authority, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For each and every city and community, and for those who live in them in faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For good weather and for abundant harvests for all to share, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who travel by land, water, or air, for the sick and the suffering, for Reverend Jane and Dino, Phyllis and Pat, Reverend Jeanette, Melissa and her family, Reverend Charlene, Father Philip, Reverend Pat and Dave, Reverend Carol and Wayne, Kywin, Bishop Jean, Julie, CJ, Chris, Diane, Laura, Nancy, Sherry, Paul, Jordan, Christine, Mia, Chloe and children, D, A, Sharon, D, Lawrence, Jess, Rob, Martin, Alba, Betty, Tom, Lisa, Cheryl, Ken's brother, Timbo and family, Gila, and any others known to us, for prisoners and captives, and for their safety, health, and salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, strife, and need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have died, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Remembering all the saints, we commit ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time, with one accord to make our common supplications to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together, you will hear their requests. Fulfill now our desires and petitions, as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come eternal life. For you, Father, are good and loving, and we glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted. Songs of praise are being offered. Bread and wine is being blessed to nurture God's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.